Welcome to Sunlight School of Theology's correspondence course on New Testament living. Your textbooks for this course are Handbook to Happiness by Charles R. Solomon and Five Steps of Christian Growth by Campus Crusade. In the front of the homework packet, you'll find the reading schedule and the homework schedule. This is tape number one.
Well, to start with, we'll just go through the aims and requirements, and I'll kind of explain that to you. This class is called New Testament Living, and it possibly could be called Principles of Victorious Living or something like that, because that's kind of what it is. It's a combination of the New Testament class that they had and an Agape Living class that they had that they put together. And the aims that I have for the class is to help the student grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to help the student become deeply familiar with more of the New Testament. I want to help the student learn and apply biblical principles that will lead to victorious living, and I want to encourage the student to teach others the biblical principles and help fulfill the great commission of our Lord. And I would like to help foster the aims of Sunlight Bible School, which is a desire on Pastor Joe and everybody else's part to really teach the Word of God in a balanced way. And my name is Steve Lowe, and I'm the Protestant chaplain at Orange County Juvenile Hall. And I'm really excited about teaching this class because in the last 7 or 8 years, everything that I teach in the next 6 weeks will be things that I've been teaching for years and years now. And it's the things that I have watched the Lord use the most to change lives the most. I really believe there's great power in God's Word. And it really excites me to watch people learn the principles and apply the principles and watch the change. And the Lord has just privileged me in the last 6, 7, 8 years to really watch a lot of really hurting people, a lot of defeated people really come into a saving knowledge of Jesus and some real victorious living in their life. So I'm excited about that. And we're going to have a good time in this class. Even though it's Bible school, they call it Bible school, I'm not looking at it as school. We're going to be kind of involved in a discipleship process. And yes, there'll be some assignments to do and some papers to write and a final and all of that kind of stuff. But that's not the point. The point is we'll be studying God's Word and we'll be applying it to our lives and we'll be really getting something out of that. And I would ask that you'd kind of enter into the whole class with that idea that you're not really involved in school, because sometimes we have a mental block about school. I do. I have to struggle with that. I'm still in seminary at Talbot Theological Seminary, and I have to remind myself every day when I'm in seminary that I'm really not at school. You know, I'm at a place to study God's Word and to get grounded in some things that will help me in my ministry with other people, and it's really not school. And if we have an attitude that it is school, we get rebellious with that. I hear some of my peers sometimes saying, oh my goodness, and we've been assigned the first 15 chapters of Matthew or something for next Thursday, and it sounds really defeated, you know, it's horrible, and it's a blessing, my goodness. And so I think our attitude would really make a lot of difference, and we'll try to work with that through the class so that we're not feeling blown away by all of the work that we have to do. Going down the aims and requirements, continue on with that, there's some reading assignments. We have a couple of textbooks. One is called A Handbook of Happiness by Charles Solomon, and he's a Christian biblical counselor, and he is a dandy brother in the Lord, and his methodology of teaching people is just excellent. And this book, it's kind of a combination of a book on biblical counseling or a book on victorious living. If I was going to teach a class in biblical counseling, I would use this book as well. But teaching a class in victorious living, I would use this book as well. It really is a combination of both. And you'll really enjoy the way he's written it. It's clear, it's simple. And God has seen fit to really anoint this book. It's just selling hundreds of thousands of copies, being used by lots of people in counseling centers and in settings where people need some counseling into some victory, prison chaplains and other people using this book to really bless other people. So you'll enjoy the book. The Five Steps to Christian Living is a simple devotional book by Campus Crusade for Christ. And some of you, in your walk with the Lord, some of you have a really good, mature, solid walk with the Lord. And you're going to pick up that Five Steps and you're going to think, why do I have to go through some of this? It's like a basic discipleship booklet. Please don't be rebellious about that. There's a reason for the booklet. First of all, it will help teach us proper doctrine. But second of all, if you end up being involved in some kind of a discipling ministry with someone else, you might want to take them through the 5 steps to Christian growth, and you'll have a booklet that's finished and completed, and you'll be able to use that. It's an excellent little discipleship book to build you, and you can use it to help build other people. And one of the things that we'll do in the next 6 weeks is I really want to encourage you to be finding somebody to pour your life into on a discipleship basis of being able to just share what the Lord has been given you. It's very important to me that we be sharing that with other people. The process that we're going to go through in the next 6 weeks is, in my mind's eye, is like a discipleship process in which the Spirit of God is going to teach us some things from the Word that once we realize it, catch it, integrate it into our lives, apply it to our lives, really will make a difference. It's my desire that you really know Jesus Christ intimately and that He become the Lord of your life and that it becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And the God in His Word really has some dynamic principles that will lead to that. And it's my desire that we go through kind of a process. It's not just a matter of school and lectures. It's a matter of a process whereby the Lord can really have His time with you. And I'm looking forward to, in the next 6 weeks, having the Lord be able to take a hold of you in some areas and make some things clear, maybe for the very first time, that really makes a difference for you. That's my desire. I'll be really disappointed at the end of the 6 weeks the Spirit hasn't been able to affect a change in your life. That's a desire for me. That's something that we're going to be having as a goal.